Keeping Secrets by Andrew Rosenheim. Read by Peter Marinka. Keeping Secrets by Andrew Rosenheim. A Sonoma Afternoon. The school bus braked, and he said goodbye to his friend Ernie and to Sam the driver, then hopped down and waited as the bus drove away, throwing up a small shower of dust. He crossed the road to the track toward his uncle's house. It was hot, what his uncle, working in the orchard, would have called a fat day, where the air swelled around you like a warm bath. Here the forest was sparse, and the sky was cloudless, and the light was albino pure. The boy thought of what he would have to drink when he had walked the half mile to the house, picturing the bottle of lemon-lime soda he'd find on the refrigerator's top shelf. At Truebridge's shack of a house, the old Impala was parked just off the track, but Truebridge himself was in the hospital down in Petaluma, and Uncle Will said he'd probably never get out. The track curved and entered a mix of woods and brush. Here the sun moved in and out of the branches of the overhanging cottonwood trees, casting only intermittent rays of light through the few holes in the lattice-like arrangement of the leaves. A blackbird whistled sharply over to his right, and closer to the track, something rustled in the fern beds. Snake, maybe, and he moved along quickly. When he came to the final bend, he saw his uncle's pickup truck in front of the house, as well as an unfamiliar car, a maroon Camaro with black trim, parked awkwardly to block the back of the truck. The front door of the house was hooked open as usual, leaving the screen door in place. But where normally Ellie, the collie...